Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Yeah, sure. You can find us on Twitter. It's at @IOB_NewsHour. Search for us on Facebook. All of our podcasts, all of our long-form business interviews are on our podcast page. All you have to do is do a Google search for Insight on Business, the News Hour. Welcome back. Before we get to the event going on this week, we've got with us Jeff Delvo. He's the general manager of the Des Moines Radio Group. And this is where he hangs out here on Locust Street all the time. Welcome to the, back to the News Hour, Jeff. Good to
Thank
see you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about the Des Moines Radio Group.
Well, it's not radio like it used to be, let me tell you. You know, 15 years ago, I had one station, maybe two. And now we have nine. Nine different frequencies. People ask me, well, where are they all? I go, they're right here. We're all right here. We also have a digital platform. We also have a promotions department that is very, very active. We have websites. We have nine different websites. So it's
all changed.
It's all changed. Yeah. And, of course, like a lot of things, the biggest thing about this company here is Saga, our parent company, believes in live and local. And we're primarily live and local all the time on our major stations, obviously some like ESPN, that's a syndicated station, so we get that programming from somewhere else. But I think they're fantastic, you know, versus, you know, some other things you can get. We obviously have The Outlaw, which has been really a hot, hot commodity. It's older country, basically, Young Guns and Willie Whalen.
Sure, sure.
And,
good stuff.
Conway Twitty. Yeah, I listen to it a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm kind of a KIOA fan, but I've been listening to a lot of Outlaw lately.
There you go.
And, of course, to your show.
Right. You know, one of the things I think that's so important, and you said it just a moment ago, Saga Communications believes that being live and local is really important because it does draw in the listener. I mean, if they know that they're listening to a jukebox, sometimes it doesn't work as well.
Well, it just doesn't allow you to do certain things.
Right.
I mean, I always tell our clients and our customers, our job is to put butts in your seats, or it's to move your product. I mean, it's to connect our listeners with, you know, your company. And a lot of times, and that's a great benefit to both sides. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, advertising. Well, you know what? Advertising plays a great part in telling people where great opportunities are, where the, you know, great products are. And we have really, really good businesses in this town. I mean, they work really hard at what they're doing, and we're very fortunate.
Yeah, you are. You know, before we get into talking about hoops and hops, the whole idea of radio promotions, I think, you know, listeners to their favorite radio station love it when there's, you know, when there's the antique car giveaway that they do on KIOA and all of these really great promotions that come out of the minds of the creative people here at the Des Moines Radio Group. But that takes a lot of work setting those things up.
Well, I'm going to give you an analogy that I think most people can relate to, certainly your listeners. A wedding.
Okay.
You know, what do we all try to strive for at a wedding? When the actual event happens, everybody's supposed to see this perfect wedding and not have any idea of all the craziness that went on behind the scenes. My daughter's wedding, for instance, one of the bridesmaids' dresses broke 30 minutes before or about an hour before. And two of the girls ran out and found a dress, ironically, that almost fit the color scheme. I mean, it was a God moment, you know? Well, how does that happen? But nobody ever knew. She was in a dress. But everybody else was freaking out. But that's kind of the way promotions is. We just scramble like a bunch of mice behind the scenes, and then when, boom, there's an event, and they're not supposed to know that anything was going on
just
20 minutes earlier.
Smooth as glass.
Concert's another good example.
Right.
You go to a show, you expect to be entertained, but, man, it is phenomenal to see what goes on there during the day when they're putting that stage together and all the sound checks and the lighting and, the moment.
Yeah. And all of that stuff goes on behind the scenes. You know, when we do promotions in radio, it's a business arrangement.
It
is
the
end of the day.
Yes.
It really is. And you said putting butts in the seats or selling products and services. How do your business partners benefit from the promotional aspect of an event that you guys do with them?
Well, it adds one. It adds more depth to the radio commercials and the digital. Now we can get them hand-to-hand combat with some of the people out there, and they really want to be on site. Delta Dentals actually and Community Choice Credit Union are our two sponsors for Hoops and Hops, and yeah, they're going to be doing events out there, and they want to show the community that they're involved, and they want to touch people. They're not always trying to just sell something; they're just trying to work on their brand, and that's we help the brand
exactly,
and that's really the biggest thing. And when these companies get involved with us, they find that we have a really, really good staff that takes good care of them.
And that's all the stuff that's going on in the background.
Yes. They try to keep me out of the way. Then I step in, and it's like, ah!
Yeah, here comes the boss. Watch out, guys. Yeah. So tell us about this Hoops and Hops thing.
Oh, my God, is this crazy. The Today Show's coming in tomorrow morning to do a piece on it. We've kind of captured everybody's imagination. What it amounts to is... it's a 30 by 90 foot Iowa craft beer tent. So there'll be beer served, of course, and sodas and pot and water. But then there's going to be 8 televisions on the inside of the tent. So you'll be able to watch the games. You'll be able to have a beer. There's 9 food trucks right there, all on the Kohl's Commons, which you know used to be Nolan Plaza. It's massive. You don't realize how big that is. Then we're going to have 2 basketball courts, which people will be able to play games. And in fact, one of our fun things, and then we're going to have a couple things that people actually can watch, like the Tooth Fairies versus the Bills. The Tooth Fairies of Delta Dental versus the Bills of Community Choice Credit Union are going to have a game. So that would be fun. But there's going to be just a lot of, you know, there'll be some free throw shooting. There'll be open courts. The big thing, though, Dave Deers, who kind of is the orchestrator of this whole event, has gotten in touch with all the schools. So we're also looking for it to be a place where the big rallies will happen. And you
wow.
know, and it's, you get ready for this. It's free.
No, come on, get out of here.
Free.
And it's not just one day.
It's all 3 days, 10 to 10. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Of course, the games are going to be live here Thursday and Saturday. But then you have the big parade on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
or Thursday, Friday.
St. Patrick's Day.
So
this is going to be nuts.
I'll tell you what, they're doing a great job with shuttles. I would highly suggest if you're going to be downtown, unless you have to get here to work, that you take a shuttle, because that's what I'm going to do back. I'm going to be shuttling back and forth. Or we found out today if you have a Fitbit, it's 1,600 steps down from our office, 1,600 back. So I'll get my 10,000 steps in those 3 days.
Good stuff. It's called Hoops and Hops. It's a promotion of the Des Moines Radio Group. How many hours went into this, do you think, Doug?
Well, it's funny because this guy came to us just 2 weeks ago, and we like to think further ahead.
Right.
We do a lot of our stuff 6 months in advance. I could tell you it's almost been obsessive for, you know, 10 hours a day for the last 2 weeks. I mean, nonstop. And my one woman, Jenny Bestman, that has put a lot of work into this. I guarantee you she's been 22 hours a day.
Wow.
HR didn't hear that, did they?
No, not a word.
Okay.
It's called Hoops and Hops. It takes place at Kohl's Commons.
Come on down. Watch. You know, bring your bracket. Watch the games. Have a beer.
Why
have
not?
Some food. Just come on. You know what? It's the best part. I went to the Final Four.
It's free.
It's free. I went to the Final Four last year. I also went to Omaha for the first round. Just the people watching is amazing.
I bet it is.
It's fun.
I bet
Way it is. Too much fun.
All right, Jeff Delvaux, ladies and gentlemen, coming in to talk about Hoops and Hops. It gets underway on Thursday. It lasts Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Kohl's Commons. Good stuff. Thanks so much.
It's going to be fun. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. We got to scoot out of here. Next up, we're going to be talking about the Tippy College of Business. Women in the boardroom, all kinds of things, with the dean of the Tippy College of Business at the University of Iowa. That's next, right here on the Business News Hour.